The newspapers and radio, yes, I realize these are regarded by some as outdated media, but there's a lot to be learned from supposedly outdated information sources, as you'll hear shortly, have been replete with advertisements for stem cell treatments for a variety of problems. There were even two full-page ads within the last couple of weeks in the various newspapers. Stem cells can be quite effective for some problems, no question about that. They're usually harmless, unless they're injected into eyeballs and cause blindness, as happened not long ago in Florida. And stem cells can do much good, but we need to remember, a lack of stem cells is rarely the cause of a problem. Might be a really good treatment, but it's rarely the cause. And when we can find the cause, makes sense to treat that. Now, stem cell treatments are also expensive. Online estimates vary very widely. Yeah, very, very wide, whatever. One website tells us the price ranges from as little as, that's in quotes, $1,700 per treatment for platelet-rich plasma to $11,300 for a complete marrow-derived stem cell procedure. NBC News website reported that the average session can range from $6,000 to $20,000. Yet another stem cell information website tells us that a stem cell procedure for osteoarthritis, also known as degenerative arthritis in the knee, that stem cell procedure starts, in quotes, at $5,000 and can be as high as $10,000. Yep, listeners who subscribe to Green Medicine Newsletter or listen to this program, oh, I think it was back in January, may have heard or read about this already. So if you want to take a little nap or turn off the radio, please do. For everyone else, this next information may be hard to believe, but here it is. For $123.95 per year, if you use the 1,500 milligram time-release tablets twice daily, or $146.46 per year, if you use the 1,000 milligram tablets or capsules, one three times a day, osteoarthritis, pain, and stiffness in the knees can be completely controlled with the B vitamin niacinamide in over 95% of all who are suffering from it. That's less than $150 a year versus $5,000 per stem cell treatment. Even better, it works because it actually treats the cause of osteoarthritis and degenerative arthritis. This treatment was originated and thoroughly researched in the 1940s. Oh yes, here's that supposedly outdated information again. However, if it worked for humans suffering with osteoarthritis in the 1940s, it should work for humans suffering with osteoarthritis in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and right into the second decade of the 21st century and beyond. No? I have personally observed it to work almost every time since obtaining that 1940s information in the 1970s. Now, here's the 1940s information source. In 1949, Dr. William Kaufman published a book titled The Common Form of Joint Dysfunction, Its Incidence and Treatment. In that book, he described the results of a two-year study of 455 folks, individuals, men and women, with significant osteoarthritis. In addition to recording degrees of pain over the course of the research, he personally did range of motion measurements, which means how well does each joint flex and extend. Range of motion measurements of every affected joint in all 455 individuals. He explained that the range of motion measurements were necessary because they would be called objective measurements. So that if there was a change in joint motion, it could not be criticized as a placebo effect. All 455 individuals had very significantly less arthritis pain, the very large majority no pain at all after a few months of treatment, and all had significant improvements in range of motion of their joints. Dr. Kaufman reported that improvement started after 3 to 4 weeks of niacinamide use and was maximized in 3 to 4 months and then continued on for as long as the person took the stuff. Although all arthritic joints could experience relief, knees, shoulders, and larger joints responded best and most often followed by neck, then wrists and fingers. Dr. Kaufman observed that continuous treatment significantly reduced swelling in connective tissue and cartilage, too. Laboratory testing, the same laboratory testing still done today, demonstrated a significant reduction in inflammation. Specifically, a test for those technically inclined, a test called the sedimentation rate went down significantly. Since reading Dr. Kaufman's work in 1976, no one taking this treatment for even severe osteoarthritis has required joint replacement surgery. No one I've worked with who's taken that treatment for even severe osteoarthritis has required joint replacement surgery. Yes, that's true. And at a cost of less than $150 a year. What is this treatment? How does it treat the cause? In just the last few years, researchers have reported that a major cause of degenerative arthritis is weakness in energy generation, for the technically inclined, that energy is called ATP, by the mitochondria. Yes, the little energy engines, dozens to hundreds of them inside of every cell in our bodies, and these ones specifically inside of cartilage cells. When there's not enough ATP being made by the mitochondria inside the cartilage cells, they deteriorate. And niacinamide rejuvenates the capability of the mitochondria making ATP. Think about it for a moment. If it's being rejuvenated inside the cartilage cells, it's possible there's cells elsewhere that might need that too. And here we are with more research. In very recent years, researchers have reported that mitochondria can be re-energized. Remember Science Magazine telling us just last year, no kidding, just last year, that niacinamide prevented glaucoma in 93% of mice who, unfortunately, by breeding, inevitably get glaucoma before they die. And it was prevented in 93% by using niacinamide. And they told us it was the same problem, mitochondrial malfunction, this time in the eyeball cells, corrected by niacinamide. So if niacinamide will re-energize mitochondrial malfunction in the cartilage cells, which we know is the case now, Dr. Kaufman didn't know, but he just knew that niacinamide worked. Anyway, if it'll rejuvenate those cartilage cells and it'll rejuvenate eyeball cells, good grief, if we need energy rejuvenation in our mitochondria all around the body, why, niacinamide will do it there too. Well, can stem cell treatment do that, even the $10,000 stem cell treatment? Afraid not. So, if you have degenerative arthritis, or also called osteoarthritis, would you rather pay $5,000 to $10,000 per stem cell treatment, or less than $150 a year for niacinamide, which actually treats the cause, available without prescription in every natural food store, compounding pharmacy, and the Tahoma Clinic Dispensary, which is all those W's and .tahomadispensary.com, all those W's .tahomadispensary.com. In addition to an excellent chance of eliminating osteoarthritis pain and stiffness very inexpensively, there's that big bonus again, beneficial effects on any other body tissue that needs it. For much more complete detail, including how to tell if you're taking too much niacinamide, that can happen. It happens rarely, but it can happen. For more complete detail about this safe and entirely natural treatment for osteoarthritis, see the September 2016 Green Medicine Newsletter. How do you do that? September 2016 is gone by, hasn't it? Well, yeah. But if a person subscribes, or good grief, a space alien can subscribe too if they feel like it, but mostly people, to Green Medicine Newsletter at all those W's and greenmedicinenewsletter.com. Yes, I do write the thing. And just as a side note, it's incredibly inexpensive. It's hard for me to believe even. To subscribe. If you do, you get the chance to look at all the back issues too, right there online. And of course, check with your doctor, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine.